Sports. We're joined right now by our Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet High Performance Player of the Game, Foster Lawyer. Finished with 21 on the night, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, perfect 8 of 8 from the foul line. And Foster, all these are battles no matter what you do, but it was pivotal for you guys going into the half. 9-2 run, 13-2 advantage, got you in a good spot, up by 15.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we focus on, you know, kind of each and every day of practice, and, you know, when we're preparing for our games is, you know, really coach calls it big momentum, and, you know, we take pride in you know, doing our best to make sure that we're the ones making that run at the end. Because, you know, just when you can come out and end the half and then start the half well like we did, you know, it really puts you kind of in the driver's position, and I thought we did a great job of that tonight.
They certainly brought the pressure down the stretch, which any team would do, trying to get back into the basketball game. You guys threw a little wrinkle in there at the end with you and Mike Jones working the baseline. You ended up where you wanted to be, and that was at the line.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Coach does such a great job of preparing us just for about every situation we can be put in. You know, that's kind of a an action or a play that, you know, we've done hundreds of times in practice before, and you know, you gotta drill those plays, so, you know, when that's called, and you might not even be able to draw it up in the timeout. You gotta be able to play on the fly, and got me to the free throw line, and I'm pretty comfortable going there.
Now, Hyun-Jun Lee was a snapshot of resiliency tonight. They had a rough start to the game. He was 1 of 9, 0 of 6 from three. He comes back to score 18 points tonight. Pretty fantastic performance from him.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that, you know, I think is mental. I think that speaks on his mental toughness. Everyone knows what kind of shooter he is. What did you say he was in the first half from three?
He was 0 of 6.
0 of 6, and I think every single guy on our sideline and out there on the court will live with all 6 of those attempts. So, you know, that's just having that mindset, having you know, that work ethic. We know he's put in that work. He knows he's put in that work. And for him to step up in the second half and really make big shots, make big plays was huge for us.
Last 3 or 4 games, teams have made it tough, especially on you guys on the perimeter, to get good looks. Tonight, it seemed like you're able to get comfortable. Was it nice to see this group of guards, you know, have some output offensively?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, everybody's going to game plan a little bit differently for us. The biggest thing for us is, you know, we know we're going to get everyone's best shot. You know, we have that target on our back, but with that comes, you know, the chip on our shoulder. I thought Luca and Sam, Nelson, any of our big guys that were down low did a great job of tonight of recognizing, you know, when guys were digging off of them, trying to come help in the post, and really spraying that ball out. And, you know, ultimately, I think, you know, in that first half, we got some unbelievable looks that just didn't go in. And if Luka can keep passing the ball out of the post like that, I have a lot of faith that we're going to knock some of those down.
I'll put this in the statement win category on the road. Tough place to play. This is just their second home loss of the season. Just leave us with your biggest takeaways from this victory.
You know, I just think we got a resilient group of guys. Like we had talked about, you know, we came out to start the second half kind of hot, took a big lead, and you know, those leads aren't easy to play with sometimes. You know, they're going to make kind of desperation shots, desperation plays, and a few of those went in for them. You know, we really let them get to the foul line in that second half, which hurt us. But the biggest thing for us was just, man, we got a group of guys that's never going to give up. You know, when we got knocked back on our heels, you know, we punched right back. We stood on our toes and finished the game like we wanted to.
Well, Foster, thanks for your time. Congratulations on this win here tonight.
Thank you.
Foster Lawyer, Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet High Performance Player of the Game. Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet, a proud partner of Davidson Basketball. Visit them and ask for our friend and avid Davidson fan, Tommy Cross. You can find new roads on Highway 16 south of Newton and online at EarnhardtChevy.com.